NBC News Radio, I'm Brad Siegel. Police say the fiancé and travel companion of a woman who went missing is now missing himself, Gordon Bird reports.
Detectives in Northport are not just looking for Gabby Petito. They also want to find her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. His family says they haven't seen him since Tuesday. Police went to Laundrie's house Friday night and found an angry crowd.
Where is Gabby?
Police say they understand the public's frustration with Laundrie for not talking about Petito's disappearance. Jen Cimento explains why she showed up.
We're going to harass him until he comes out, and I'm okay with that.
A police spokesman says Laundrie is not wanted for a crime. I'm Gordon Bird.
U.S. Capitol Police say they're prepared for today's protest near the Capitol. Speaking to reporters, Capitol Police Chief Thomas Manger says he expects a peaceful gathering among those who are protesting the arrests of hundreds of suspects in the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
The leadership of the U.S. Capitol Police Department has been preparing, working to ensure that we don't have a repeat of January 6th.
Manger said there have been some threats of violence and insisted it will not be tolerated. A huge security fence has been constructed around the Capitol and the U.S. Supreme Court. The White House is supporting an FDA panel's decision regarding the coronavirus booster shot. The FDA advisory panel moved to recommend distribution of Pfizer booster shots for those 65 and older and for those at high risk. The panel voted against booster shots for the general population. In a statement, the White House says they're ready to provide the shots to eligible Americans when the process is complete. Los Angeles is rattling after an earthquake struck just outside the city. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 4.4 quake happened Friday night in Carson, just south of L.A. It was widely felt throughout the region. There are no reports of any injuries or damage this morning. Brad Siegel, NBC News Radio.